This is Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey every Thursday at 5. The questions and answers that you want to get to Kurt, we'll get off of our text lines, our Facebook pages, and our Twitter accounts. But Kurt, people headed down to the Poinsettia Bowl. Last year, this was something they all figured out at the Fiesta Bowl about where to buy your tickets. This year, I guess it does pay to go with Boise State.
There's no doubt. I mean, it's a part of our allotment. You know, we're on the hook for 3,000 tickets.
That's the number.
That's the number. And so, whatever you don't sell, is costly. And so, as we've said before, and I've said, you know, throughout the week, if you are headed down there, please make sure that you go through our athletic ticket office. I think tickets are as low as about $35. You can certainly call there, or you can email, or you can go online, whatever you want to do there. And then, I think it was yesterday, the day before, we sent out some information on, you know, if you're not going to the game and you just like to help support what we're doing for the bowl game, you can actually buy some tickets, and then we'll take the tickets down there and donate them to people that are part of the Navy deal down there in San Diego, and get some military folks to the game. So, you know, it's a way you can help out if you can't get down there. So that's a good opportunity for someone to stay involved who's not going.
All right, this question came in from Daniel Hankins, who wanted to know about Taco Bell Arena concessions. He thought last year there were better concessions than there are this year. I know you've been involved in this. How this gets done, and I don't know if that's accurate or not, but what are your thoughts on concessions at Taco Bell Arena?
Well, you know, I wasn't there last year, so I can't compare myself. I know that I've walked around that arena many times just because that's what I do. I want to check it out and see if we're doing things the right way, always trying to get better. What I've been told, though, is Aramark, before this football season started, they actually brought in some consultants, and they might have even done it last year. But what they decided to do was to take away some of the items maybe that weren't so popular in years past. They wanted to see if they could get our lines moving a little bit quicker. So that was maybe one of the reasons that I'm not sure the selection is worse. It just might be less. And so, that's an exercise that they're going through. I think they did it in football as well. So they're doing it in Taco Bell Arena. So I'm not sure of the name of the guy that texted in, but you know, just so he knows, there's really, it's not like we took away things on purpose for no reason. Aramark's consultant said, you know, and he's been around arenas all over the country and said, you know, these lines are, they're taking too long for people to get their stuff. And so they took a few things away. They'll go through the season, obviously, give a summary of how that worked this year and make any adjustments for next year that, you know, we might want to make, to make sure that our fans are having the best experience they have. So.
Is there a lot of income potential in concessions at football and basketball games, or is it more of a fan amenity thing? Servicing your customer.
I think it's both. I really do.
So there is some money to be made.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, whether the athletic department is making it or Taco Bell Arena is making it or the university is making it, you know, regardless, there's certainly an upside to selling a lot of stuff at the games, which I think makes it even more important that the food's good.
Right.
You know, and so I've walked around there a couple times and I think there really is, it's a good selection. And maybe that's not the most accurate thing to say because I wasn't real sure what was there last year. But as I cruise around Taco Bell Arena on the mezzanine there and look at all of our concession options, you know, they're pretty good. Can they improve always? And maybe we'll do something different next year.
All right. So. Pete Erlinson asked about the improvements for Taco Bell Arena to the entrance and to the interior. Are there any plans for that and or for a new event center? But I think the improvements to Taco Bell Arena have been discussed before.
Well, if he's – I'm not really sure what he means by the entrance.
Probably the main entrance. What's that, two? Or?
Yeah. There possibly could be. So maybe I'm not exactly sure what he's asking there. In terms of, you know, improvement in the interior, I mean – there's new video in there. The sound is amazing. I think it just has really brought us a brand new way of putting on a show in that place. You know, we did that because of a company and a few individuals stepping up and helping us get that done in there. That's going to certainly help us in 2018 when the NC2A tournament comes. I know that there was some ADA studies done in that we've got to maybe do some things in the arena that are going to be you know, better for people that are coming that might have some disabilities. So we've got to obviously approach that going forward. You know, I've been with the arena and talked with them a lot about a strategic plan going forward. You know, that building's 34 years old.
Wow.
And so I think people sometimes forget, you know, Taco Bell was built in 81 or 82. And so always looking to make some improvements. We think, you know, the hallways need to be expanded, obviously more restrooms in more strategic places. And so they're talking about all those things. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, but certainly being put down on paper and discussed with everybody that's involved with that building. So.
All right. Speaking of restrooms, what about the east side of Albertson Stadium? There was a massive renovation to the west side, of course, with the Stickle Sky Center. Will there be a plan or will there be funds in the foreseeable future to do anything to the east side?
There will be a plan. If you guys remember, 2 or 3 years ago maybe, we had put out some drawings about just completely expanding Bronco Stadium. We considered lowering the field. We put in the new football center. And so all that stuff was kind of taken into consideration. I think at that time we added maybe, 4,000 seats in the end zones at that time. I don't remember the exact number, but that concourse that we built in front of the Blaymeyer football complex actually is at the same level of the conference or of the concourse on both sides. So if you were to just stand on, you know, the concourse level on the west side and look across to the Blaymeyer, that cement area that's right outside those offices is exactly the same height as that. So that has the ability to wrap all around. So that was all part of a much bigger plan. But what I can tell you is that if we are going to raise money and do something additional to that stadium, whether it's more seats or whatever it is, mm-hmm. in my eyes, the very first thing we've got to address is the quality of the east side for our fans. The restrooms are outdated. The concession stands are too close together. The hallways aren't wide enough. And as we go forward at looking at improving Albertson Stadium, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to look at that east side first.
Yeah. So do something similar that you did on the west, on
Absolutely.
The east.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's certainly a little bit down, I guess, down the road. Mm-hmm. Kurt Apsey is our guest. This is Ask the AD. Every Thursday here on Sports Radio, the Ticket, get a chance to talk to the AD and get him some of your questions and comments. I've seen this in variety of fashion and form about what you're doing to get into the Big 12. You get asked this all the time. It's like, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter about me. How do you answer that when somebody asks you, what are you doing to get into the Big 12? Praying? I mean,
well, first of
we
all,
know the answer.
Well, we don't get into the Big 12. We get invited to the Big 12. And I get that question a lot, you know, and I have the same answer every single time and we try to stick to it. All we can do is worry about us being great. We can win games. We can do well academically. Our university is growing. We're having more graduate programs. We're able to, gain more access to research dollars. So we're doing all the things because we want to be a better university. And those just happen to tie into what other conferences look at when they're expanding. We're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because we want to be great. And I think if we just focus on that, and there is a time that comes where the Pac-12 or the Big 12 or whoever it is might consider expansion, that Boise State's on that list. And when we hear of those things, obviously we can start to kind of put the pedal forward and make sure they know everything about us. And we've done that before. But I think if you lose focus of just being great yourself when that opportunity comes, I think it passes you by. And I think that's one thing that Dr. Custer at Boise State has done a great job of, is just making sure that this university is going up and improving and heading in the right direction, so that when that opportunity comes, like I said, Boise State can be a part of that conversation.
The university has done put in a lot of time and effort in the last few years with the master plan that's been mm-hmm. out for a while now. We've grilled you about baseball. The paper this week came up with a big package on the university side and all the stuff that they're working on. Is there something beyond the baseball part that we've already talked to you about inside that master plan involving athletics that you're most excited about or is a priority for you?
Well, part of the master plan, and I don't think the location is set in stone, but one of the things that we've talked a lot about is kind of this, you know, 3,000, 4,000 seat multi-purpose arena that would be used for women's basketball, gymnastics, volleyball, and wrestling. Right now, as you guys know, they're housed in Bronco Gym with kinesiology, and I don't know, Jeff, you can tell me how long has that thing been there?
It predated me, I would say, in the early 70s, late 60s.
Might be close to 50, 60 years.
College items.
Yeah, we've done a lot of cutting and pasting to, you know, kind of get that up to par, and we're going to do some other things to it. over this spring to make it a little bit better for our programs, specifically, you know, women's volleyball is 23-7 this year. Coach Garris has that thing going in the right direction, and you know, that's one of the probably the missing parts for him in terms of recruiting. He can show those people a lot of great places on campus, but when we walk into that building, we've got to make that look a little bit better as a part of the recruiting trail. And that's important when kids come. They want to know where they're practicing and where they're playing, and we've got to make some improvements to there. But back to your question, Mike, I think that is one area, a part of that master plan that we've kind of had on the docket for a while, and it just hasn't maybe become as big of a priority in the past as it is now. So we'll certainly try to address that immediately.
All right, lastly, Kurt, we all know about the huge basketball game on Saturday night at Taco Bell Arena, but some of these other mm-hmm. teams are getting going too.
Yeah, well, I think we're close to 10,000 tickets out. We'll have a huge walk-up that night, I think. And, you know, I think one of the good things is the game's at 5 o'clock so people can get down there. What I would tell everybody is, there's going to be lines getting in, and people are going to be waiting for tickets or buying tickets at the gate. And, you know, get there early so that you can be in there for tip and make sure that we've got Bronco Nation just packing that thing to the gill, because it's just an awesome opportunity. It's not very often where we've got a chance to play a top 25 program in Taco Bell Arena, and our guys are fired up. They're going to bring everything they have. And, you know, last night was exciting as heck, and there's just great momentum right now in that program. I'm really excited for Leon and the guys to have this opportunity.
Yeah, and the track, isn't the indoor track season getting going?
Yeah, first track meet of the year on Saturday. I think it starts at 9 o'clock. I'm going to make my way out there at some point during the day. And we've got women's basketball tomorrow night, I think, against Idaho State, and then Concordia on Sunday. So, once again, you know, November, December, January, all kinds of things going on at Boise State, but an exciting weekend, and people have some great options. I hope they come out and support us.
Yeah, we'll know where to find you.
Yeah.
Kurt Apsey, Ask the AD, thanks once again for coming in.
All right, fellas, thanks for having me.